L.A. sends it down the ice. Here's Cam Fowler with 10 seconds. Whips it all the way down. Drew Doughty there to play it away from the oncoming Zegras. 3 seconds, 2-1, and this game is over, with the L.A. Kings holding on and recording a 3-1 victory over the Ducks.
And that is now Los Angeles King goaltender David Rittich. He's won 4 of his last 5 home starts. That was a big-time win for the Los Angeles Kings, who just trying to look for any kind of momentum for themselves heading into the playoffs.
All right. I just got one question for you, because I know you and Alexis want to take some notes. Again, 714-940-2950. So, one game left in the regular season. What might we see in Vegas, do you think, Emerson, here in a couple of days when the season comes to an end for our team?
Well, hopefully we see Cutter Gojek, right? I mean, that would be a big boost. Sam Colangelo has looked great in a Ducks uniform. This is his second National Hockey League game, and boy, he almost had that wraparound tip on the far side. That was a brilliant play. Maybe he didn't create as much here tonight, but different circumstances, right? Better Los Angeles Kings team. Even though Calgary Flames played lights out, I still think he had a productive game, but couple of college guys, big late season additions. How about another one in Gauthier? That can only help this Ducks team.
All right. Well, we will see you Thursday night in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, you are going to spend some time with Alexis Doughty back at our studio. So I'm going to take a break, let you guys go. We're headed home to SoCal. We'll see you in a few days. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast up here tonight from Crypto.com Arena. Couldn't have done it ourselves. The final score, 3 for the Kings, 1 for the Ducks. And coming up post-game with Emerson and Alexis back in SoCal. Join us Thursday and have a safe and enjoyable rest of the weekend here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Ghetto.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The OC Hair Metal Meltdown. Great White. Slaughter. Quiet Riot. And Vixen. Live at Honda Center. Friday, June. June 21st. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more information, visit HondaCenter.com. You can't spell rock without OC.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks finishing off the final freeway faceoff of the season tonight on the road at Crypto.com Arena. However, falling 3-1 to the Los Angeles Kings after beating them just a few days ago. Alexis Downey here, Emerson Edom in Los Angeles for this one. Emmer, I mean, a good start from the Anaheim Ducks. They just couldn't quite find the back of the net enough in this one today. And it sounds like we don't have Emerson right now. Not exactly sure where he is. Emmer, is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, now I can hear you. All right.
29 shots on goal for the Anaheim Ducks and 28 for the Los Angeles Kings. So they were, I guess, somewhat fine in that department. But we talked about, hey, it was going to take 30-plus, 35 even, when they were sitting at 24 for the longest time. I said they need at least 10 more to really be competitive in this one, and it just wasn't enough. Lukáš Dostál played great. There's a few bright spots, some great rushes from Leo Carlson. Sam had another great game. Sam Colangelo, and he had a great wraparound attempt, and like me and Steve were talking at the end of the game, hopefully Cutter Gauthier can make his appearance, his first in a Ducks uniform. Boy, that would be special there in Vegas to wrap up this season, and certainly the Ducks could use a little bit more help.
Only one more game to go on this Ducks season this year. I mean, they were out shooting the Los Angeles Kings overall in this game, 29-28, close shooting on that end. However, the Ducks coming out on top. So, Emerson, let's get into the highlights from this one. Starting in the first period, Lukáš Dostál came up big on a glove save on Kevin Fiala late in the period, keeping the game scoreless after one.
Up the wall. Here's the hard-working Fiala bouncing the puck to center ice. Kings lost it. Fiala got it back. Moving in a shot. Nice glove save by Dostál.
Lukáš Dostál, a big part of this game. Emerson, as we just mentioned, 25 saves on 28 total shots. But, you know, that one there, that was a big one early in the game.
No, it really was. And, look, there was a lot being tossed at him early on. And, although the Kings, I mean, 28 shots, that's a good amount. It's not 35, it's not 40, of course. But, look, a lot of those, especially early on, were high-danger scoring chances for the Kings. And, of course, the Dostál coming up big to no surprise.
High-danger scoring chances is how the L.A. Kings were able to get going in the second period. On the power play, though, Pierre-Luc Dubois would break the scoreless game just 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the second period.
Ducks go after it. Lagesson, you heard from during the first period intermission, out there helping kill it off. Puck fired in front. Shot, score! They threw the puck in front from the left of Dostál. Then it came the other way, and then they had Pierre-Luc Dubois right there by himself, and he stuffed it in the side of Dostál to give the Kings a 1-0 lead on a power play tally.
That was a tough one to see, Emerson, especially because we knew how important discipline was going to be coming into this one.
Great patience by Pierre-Luc Dubois. He was in tight, nice backhand, just roofed it. And look, there was quite a bit of net there on the short side, but right place, right time, quality shot. And it was one of the better games that I've seen PLD play. He's hot and cold. Is he living up to that big contract that the Los Angeles Kings gave him this past offseason? Not sure, but hey, maybe he's on track to turning things around. You know, certainly if you're paying a guy like that to be at only a half point per game, it's certainly something that the Los Angeles Kings GM Rob Blake, when he signed him, maybe wanted a lot more production. Well, maybe he's turning the corner right in time for playoffs. And look, he's that big body, strong skater, good hands. He made a great play at the end of the game where he's on the far side, attacked the top of the circles and got a quality shot off. So definitely one of the better games I've seen PLD play.
Dubois also in the offseason trains with Ducks forward Bo Grew back in their hometown in the Montreal area. So fun fact there on that end. However, of course, Bo Grew not in the lineup for the Ducks tonight. The Kings kept it rolling, though, in the second period. Matt Roy would get the next goal, extending LA's lead 2-0.
Roy, a shot. That's knocked down by a teammate. That's Lizotte, and then they put it in. On that second opportunity from a high slot, the Kings get it done. Matt Roy, Kings defenseman, found a spot. They beat Gosto, and it's a shame because you kill off a penalty. You think, hey, we have a chance to get even, and then they put a shot in from far distance, and the Kings now have a 2-0 advantage.
Roy, really a perfect wrister there with the screen in front, getting it through Emerson.
Yeah, some great traffic in front of the net for the Los Angeles Kings. Lukáš Dostál didn't have much of a chance. There was a lot in front of him, and it just went short side there right over his pad. It was a C&I shot, got through a lot, and what a big goal it was for them.
The Kings really moving a lot more in this game overall through two periods of play. Going into the third, Anaheim down 2 goals. Leo Carlson had a big chance early in that period. However, Riddick would come up huge in the net, making the save.
Puck played at center ice. Brought in quickly. Carlson, stick handle, shoots. Oh, and a stop there by the Kings goaltender on some dazzling stick handling work.
Leo goes outside, back inside with a little weight transfer, toe drag, and just narrowly finishes it off. What a rush.
David Riddick was a big part of this game tonight for the Kings, Emmer.
Sometimes where he lost track of pucks, but he seemed to be able to get that glove down and freeze them. And look, he just managed to get it done. Maybe it wasn't pretty, but at the end of the day, only letting up one, that's a pretty big time.
The Ducks were finally able to break through Riddick, however, just a little bit later in the third period, 11-17 during the 4-on-4, Trevor Zegras off the bench, streaking in, gets the pass from Olin Zellweger and puts it in.
Los Angeles goal line by Terry. Intended there for the defenseman Fowler. Another shot, score! Trevor Zegras follows up and rips one by Riddick. I don't know if he was expecting that after the shot from way out. Zegras is there kind of by himself, and he just rifled one by Riddick to put the Ducks on the board, and they trail now 2-1.
And at that point in the game, the Ducks only down 1 goal, a huge momentum shift almost that would have been for the Anaheim Ducks from that goal from Zegras, Emmer.
And what a shot. It was just a similar shot that we've just recently seen from him. And this one a little bit lower than that last far side goal that he had. But, boy, I tell you what, he's playing great. I think there's times where you like to see more just straight activity from not only him but his line, especially in tonight's game. You just wanted them to put together a better 60-minute performance overall, but to come off that rush, great kick-out pass from Olin Zellweger, and what a shot by Z.
And at that point, the Ducks down only one goal in the game in the third period there. However, the Kings would keep it rolling. Kevin Fiala on the wraparound put the game almost out of reach at that point. 17-42 into the third, 3-1 LA.
They get an opportunity to pull Dostal and get the extra attacker on. Here's a feed in front, a shot. Lewis fired it wide, and then the Kings score on a wraparound opportunity. Over on the other side of the goal crease, Kevin Fiala gives LA a big goal. It's 3-1 for the Los Angeles Kings.
Anaheim would pull Lukasz Dostal out of the net for the extra attacker. However, it would not be enough in this one. 3-1, the final. The Ducks falling to the Kings in the last meeting. Emerson, I mean, we got to see the Kings, of course, plenty of times throughout this season. But just how do you think the Ducks were able to, as the season went along, playing them, you know, now this last game, how do you think the Ducks were able to kind of grow through those games?
Yeah, if you looked at that last Tuesday win versus this Kings team, look, it's one of their better performances all year. I think it took this Los Angeles Kings team by surprise. Definitely a stark difference to that Black Friday game in which this was Los Angeles Kings team. They were scoring in so many different ways, deflections, high-end skill plays. They were stretching plays out a lot more in the offensive zone than they have been recently with this new coaching change. But at the end of the day, I think that was their peak. I think they've gotten back on track here just late, and they're playing some of their best hockey. So, look, this Ducks team, I think, looked just a lot better, at least in Tuesday's tilt. This last game here tonight, I mean, it's just one that didn't work out, but look, you could see some improvement from start of the season till now in this freeway faceoff series. So let's just look forward to next season. Hopefully the Kings, someone takes them out here in playoffs. We don't want to see our freeway faceoff rival go far in playoffs, so hopefully that happens early, and just hopefully this Ducks team learns from each and every game throughout this whole season, including these freeway faceoff games, finishes off on a strong note in Vegas and starts off strong next season.
In particular, I want to ask you a little bit more about Leo Carlson and where he's grown to this year ahead of this final game. You know, two shots on goal in this one, including, of course, that huge chance in the third period. Just couldn't quite find the back of the net. But Leo Carlson, you know, starting with that plan, managing his schedule a bit to now where he's consistently in the lineup, playing on that top line. He has the chemistry now, building more. Oh, how have you seen him blossom this year?
Yeah, I think he's honestly just as seasoned in the rookie faceoff there when we first saw him live in action. Look, he was the top prospect, in my opinion, in that tournament. I think he seemed as ready as ever right there. I mean, he's been making the same plays in that rookie tournament as he has been now. And to be honest, I think it's been just up to who's been playing with him, who's most prepared. A lot of times it's been Alex Killorn, of course, Troy Terry. That's been the trio recently. But I think, look, who knows who's going to be paired with him next season. Maybe Cutter Gauthier, maybe Troy Terry, Alex Killorn. They take that next step and continue to play with them. I'm not so sure, but I tell you what, I think it's been more about who's been playing with him, if they've been ready to go or not, because he has always been ready to go, always making plays, lights out plays. And look, I just really look forward to, once again, if Troy Terry gets back to the 35 plus goal pedigree, you know, who's going to fill those spots playing alongside number 91? I really look forward to seeing how all that plays out.
Certainly a lot of questions in the upcoming off season as well, but got to get through one more game. Vegas next Thursday, a bit of a break for the Anaheim Ducks this week, hoping that Cutter Gauthier will join the team as well once things settle down a little bit for him. But Emerson, for you, one last game, your first year, you know, as the analyst here on Ducks Stream, what are you looking forward to in the last one?
Well, I'm looking forward to going into Vegas and stealing 2 points there from those Golden Knights. It's a loud building. I just really enjoyed my last time I was there, and I just hope that, hey, we've snagged a win against them early on in the season. Let's just hope that this Ducks team can now go on the road into a tough barn and steal 2 points.
Started the season in Vegas and ending the season in Vegas for the Anaheim Ducks. Emerson, we will see you, well, probably before that game, hopefully this week, but otherwise next Thursday on the pregame show.
80, it was a blast this season. Like I said, let's take down those Golden Knights.
Looking forward to it next week. And if you want to stick around for the rest of this post-game show, we're going to get to your thoughts as well. If you want to send us a text, feel free to right now,
714-940-2950. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at Easton LawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
And we're back with the post-game show. The Anaheim Ducks falling in the final three-way face-off of the year tonight. 3-1 the final in Los Angeles. Alexis Downey here with you, as always, to talk about this game tonight. A couple things in particular that I wanted to get to just in watching this performance by Anaheim tonight. One that was a good start. Certainly came out in this game on their toes, similar to how the Ducks ended up playing in the last meeting against Los Angeles on Tuesday. Yes, that Tuesday game, the first 10 minutes was all Kings before the Ducks were able to turn it on for the rest of the game. A little different story here tonight. LA coming out with maybe a better game plan in this one, playing a lot better overall through this game tonight. And ultimately, capitalizing on the chances that they had. David Riddick in the net played a great game for the Kings. Unfortunately for the Ducks in this one, as they had plenty of grade A chances. However, they struggled to get those pucks in, and maybe they needed to create some more traffic in front of the net on certain plays. That's always been something we've talked about this season. Head coach Greg Cronin also noting that traffic in front of the net gets you a higher chance of finding those rebounds, finding the net as well. But ultimately, the Ducks only getting one goal in this one, that one coming from Trevor Zegras. Obviously, great to see from him as well. As I mentioned on the broadcast, two goals in his last three games. And I think overall for Trevor Zegras, you know, it's been a difficult year for him. He's had these injuries, but these last games that he's played in, it seems that he's really starting to feel a lot better about where he's at, you know, getting some more point production, his play overall looking more strong, and all of that involved playing on that second line with Vetrano and Strome as well, certainly helping on that end. But as Emerson mentioned, wanting to see a bit more from them tonight. So let's get into a little bit more from this game. Coming into this one, the Ducks knew that they had to manage the puck well. L.A. does just that. They have a really strong counterattack that was on display tonight. There were some early turnovers in this game, and then at other points throughout by Anaheim that Los Angeles was able to take advantage of, and that's certainly something you don't want to see through a game. And also on the end of the Ducks' breakouts from their defensive zone, they were a little slow at parts in this game, kind of lacking the support that they needed. And I think that kind of led into maybe why they weren't working to create some of those higher danger chances in this game. But overall, you know, I thought it was a great start from the Ducks, and they just had to get, you know, some better opportunities in this one. William Lagesson joining the broadcast after the first period saying the team needed to use lots of speed because the Kings are a faster team. They needed to get pucks to the net more, clog the middle defensively to not allow the Kings to get those chances through. And overall, I mean, only, as Emerson and I were talking, 28 shots on net for the Kings in this one. A good number. And some of those that did go in, a little difficult. Of course, you have that wraparound in the end of the game by Fiala. Those are plays that, you know, they're not necessarily a high chance that they work out. But in this case, that traffic in front of the net, that chaos, a little bit of a distraction there. Fiala comes around quickly, and he had plenty of chances in this game. So probably on his end, happy that he was able to capitalize, but unfortunate for the Ducks because that kind of deflated their sails at the end of the game there, as they were only down that one goal late in this one. But I think, too, in the way the Ducks have grown through their matchup with the Kings this season, something I just asked Emerson about, it's been such a good sign, the growth that the team has had overall, and just playing more competitive hockey throughout this season. That's something that we did see spurts of that early, and almost felt like maybe we were a little bit spoiled early in the season, that those bright moments, that winning streak as well. But then the reality of a season sets in. It's a lot of games, and the injury bug, of course, hurt the Ducks this year. So that consistency was hard to build through the lineup. But I think tonight and Tuesday this week, great signs of what's to come with the Ducks. Another thing I wanted to talk about, Sam Colangelo coming into this game, his second NHL game. Originally, he was on the left side last game, which is his offside switch to the right wing tonight. Definitely more comfortable, it seemed, on that end. Maybe not quite creating as many chances in this game. Of course, it's hard to follow up a debut when you net your first NHL goal in the same game. But overall, he did have that early chance in the game, a nice shot. And we know that he has a hard shot. That's something that Trevor Zegras shared with me yesterday, his longtime friend. So looking for that. One game left. I'm sure he'll be a part of that with the Ducks team as well. And I do like him on that line with Lundestrom and Silverberg as well. Another part of this game I want to mention, Leo Carlson on the penalty kill. Kind of a rare occurrence. That was in the second period. And what I think was good about that is it definitely gives him a bit of a different experience. Leo Carlson is a bigger bodied guy. You know, I think he's starting to grow into his body, and I know that he's been able to put on some weight this season, which is difficult to do when you have a lot of games, but hence, you know, a little bit of that plan earlier, that Leo plan that we saw throughout the year. So still growing, still learning, but I liked that they gave him a chance to be on the penalty kill, learn something a little bit different there tonight. And having a guy like Leo on the PK, I think is kind of important too, in the sense of, you know, you can look for those small windows of opportunity to get those breakouts, those shorthanded chances, and having Leo Carlson on the ice for those, a good possibility that maybe something like that will work out. I want to get over to our text line because Red from Buena Park sent us a text. He said the Ducks hung in well at 5-on-5 and had numerous chances to score, but the difference was the power play. Too much passing up shots and no consistent movement. The Ducks are at their best when they keep things simple. Trevor Zegras looked excellent, and I wonder how this season might have been different had he been healthy. Yes, that is a great thing to think about as well. Definitely a question in my mind as well, but tough, we know, for Zegras this season. It's hard to play healthy in the NHL. I mean, you look at some of these guys that have been in the league a long time, and if I remember just in talking to Alex Killorn recently about getting to his 500th career NHL point, he told me, I would have been happy when I started my career to get to 500 games. So for a guy like Trevor Zegras, with how young he is, tough to see an injury, but it is so hard to stay healthy in a sport that is so fast and so physical like hockey. So hoping that Trevor Zegras can use the summer, maybe add a little bit of weight, add some muscle as well, make him a little bit stronger going into next season. I'm sure that's going to be something he'll be working on, hopefully in the off season, because I think that would benefit his game overall, but definitely like how he's been playing. Happy for him. The power play, I want to answer to that too, Red. Yes, for the Ducks, you know, not being able to capitalize on the two chances that they had, and then on the PK flip, on that flip side, giving up a goal to Dubois on that end. The PK has had their struggles, but, you know, as they had to kill off four penalties in this game, only giving up one goal, you know, that's good on that end. But overall, power play, would have liked to have seen more. There was a total of 5 shots on goal by the Anaheim Ducks on the power play tonight, probably needing a bit more on that end. So when we come back, we're going to keep talking about this game tonight. Also want to get to some of the other action that has been happening today. 13 NHL games, the playoff picture. We're really close to the end of this season, and the Eastern Conference has been quite a fight. So we'll be right back.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover,
this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea, watch the step back three, and got the step back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
Radio. This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
We're back with the post-game show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. A couple more stats from this game I wanted to note, just in looking at the final score sheet or final sheet from this game tonight. As far as shots on goal for the Ducks tonight, Trevor Zegras, 5 shots on goal. Alex Killorn, also 5 for the Ducks. So good to see on that end. The faceoff circle, the team ended up struggling on that end. They did start the game strong. They were at 58.3% after the first period, ended the game at just under 32%. That's been an area that the Ducks have obviously struggled with, and that's been no secret as head coach Greg Cronin has talked about that, obviously, since the trade deadline, the departure of Henrique and Carrick. So hopefully something that the team will be able to improve on going forward into next season as well. Leading the way in hits tonight was Frank Vetrano, who had 5 in this game. So overall, though, the Ducks outshooting the LA Kings 29-28. And Lukasz Dostal, I was thinking a bit more about this. Could this be the last game that we see Dostal in this season? Will we see John Gibson in the final game in Vegas? My mind tells me probably should Gibson be feeling 100% and he's ready to go. I would think that the coaching staff would probably go with Gibson in my mind, but if this is the last game that we do see Dostal in, you know, I talked about it on the broadcast, just impressed with the way he has been this year, coming into some of the situations that he has been in. I think back to that Toronto game, how exciting that was for him. He's had his moments this year that, you know, as a rookie goaltender, I feel like it's probably been a learning curve for him in a lot of ways, but he's just so calm and ready to go in every opportunity he gets. And of course, I have to mention too, his first NHL shutout also coming this season against the Blackhawks. So a great year for Lukasz Dostal. Hoping to see plenty more from him as well. But now that he's played so many games, got those NHL games under his belt, I think he's probably a lot more comfortable than maybe when he started. Something that I want to make sure I talk to him about before this last game in Vegas. And that last game next Thursday, and we've been talking about it. Will we see Cutter Gauthier? Will he be joining the Anaheim Ducks? I certainly hope so. And I'd like to think that he likely will, but like I said, probably needs a couple of days to, you know, get everything together, have his agent speak with the Anaheim Ducks. So we'll have to see in the next couple of days how all of that plays out. But usually that's been how it has happened with college players, Sam Colangelo, an example of that. And also I mentioned too, the playoff race. It has been really fun down the wire here, and a lot of games today resulting in plenty of action across the league, some opportunities to clinch divisions and a couple different chances for teams to move into playoff positions. The Washington Capitals are now in the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference heading into the final 5 days of the regular season. That is a tight, tight race between the Capitals, the Red Wings. The Flyers still a little bit in that, and then the Penguins also were in that. However, falling today to the Bruins, not helping their case on that end. But I mean, also the New York Islanders haven't quite clinched their spot yet in the East. Going to, they're sitting in third in the Metropolitan, 90 points right now. So really not too far ahead from all of those teams I just mentioned that are in the wild card race. But, you know, they are quite close as well. However, they did fall in their game today, hence why they did not clinch their playoff berth. They fell in the shootout to the Rangers, so just short of that. I'm looking at all the scores from today. The Capitals, the reason they moved into that wild card spot, because they took down the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2, the final there. The Red Wings getting a win in overtime today. Also why they're still in the race, 5-4 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. So a lot of Eastern Conference action as we get down to the end of this season. But the Western Conference picture has already been figured out. All the teams have clinched their spots. And for the Pacific, for the Ducks division, I'll mention that. Vancouver Canucks, Edmonton Oilers, Los Angeles Kings, and then the Golden Knights in that wild card spot. If I was a team, I would not be wanting to play the Golden Knights in the first round as a wild card because, I mean, they just got Mark Stone back. They're the reigning Stanley Cup champion. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. But one more game for the Anaheim Ducks season. As I mentioned, Thursday, it's a 7 o'clock game. The pregame show will be at 6:30 right here on DuckStream. I'm really looking forward to one last game with you guys, all you listeners. Appreciate you supporting us throughout the season. Steve Emmer and I have had such a blast this year, and I can't wait to talk all about it on Thursday, as well as hopefully we get that Ducks victory to finish out the year, you know, starting in Vegas, ending in Vegas. Not a bad place to end your season, even though of course, it's going to be a tough game. That's a tough arena to go into with the show that they put on as well. But happy that the Ducks have one last chance and possibly one final opportunity to see Cutter Gauthier as well. So make sure to join us on Thursday, 6:30, as I mentioned, right here on DuckStream. But if you want to hear tonight's replay of the Ducks and Kings game, you can stick around after the break for that. Otherwise, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for tuning in for the post-game show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them good.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I didn't,
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere, everything. Wanna
above you, to prepare food for the worms to eat, till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here, reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot.
Pastrnak scores!
Face off against family and friends and take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at NHL.com/bracket.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Ooh, oh, Lauren Daigle. The Kaleidoscope Tour. Saturday, April 20th, the Honda Center. With special guest Victory Boy. Rolling Stone hails the two-time Grammy winner as exceptional. Lauren Daigle, the soulful and powerful voice. Tickets are on sale now at laurendaigle.com.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at hondacenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.